With President Obama spouting off his healthcare message from one Canadian, me, to you, my listeners in the United States, don't be too quick to grasp onto Canadian healthcare. What is healthcare? Well, that's protection for you and your family if you get ill, if you're hurt, if you're injured, if a family member falls, gets into a car accident, you name it, that you can get help from a doctor or a nurse. You can go to a medical facility. Yeah, we don't pay for it up here, but actually we do. We are taxed for it. The waiting lines are incredible. In particular, sometimes you can wait for small surgeries forever. There's a doctor shortage. There's a nurse shortage. Hospitals are being closed. So comparing the American population of over 300 million to the Canadian healthcare system of 30-some million, there is a problem. Don't buy into it. Obama, you're wrong. You can't do it that way. Canada is a bad example, in my opinion. You don't need Michael Moore coming and telling you what the best kind of healthcare is. Ask someone who's lived it. That's me. Healthcare is great if you get the right kind of doctors and nurses, and believe me, I have all the respect in the world for them. But when you wait 2 years to get your knee operated on, or your hospital gets closed, or hospitals have to go and find nurses in other countries, then there's a problem, and that's Canadian healthcare. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.